Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Kilroy. Molotov cocktails. I brought a match.
Lighting.
Let's play Grippin'. Tweet about that.
Yeah.
I'll never burn down my neighborhood.
No.
But downtown Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Cleveland's really good.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial. See the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Me and my posse. Bound to come through.
Through.
We'll make like our brothers in Cairo. It's Cashmere Jackson.
Jackson.
Through the front door. Hail Mary Jackson. I'm in defiance. I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, they're pastor angels.
The
big cops graves at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Month after, they killed Senator Melissa. I got your ear. You better listen.
Listen.
You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black killer black. They go to jail. Cop killer black. They never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW.
Reload.
Drop me down to act a fool. Hot shot. 137 times. Click his disc. 137 rhymes. Damn. Melissa.
Listen.
Nisha.
Nisha.
Mir.
Mir.
That bullsh** go in this year.
We will. We will.
You think the rock by. You think the ride by. Down dirty music. Let's set a fire by.
Look how the game designed, but it ain't a mystery, I'm not a day. Tell who survived, it seems like all my people going with the lies. It's that real lyrics, look at that cat rapping down. Seen it be less dropouts than more cats and gowns. I had to see it for myself, I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out, they got you beat,
hey,
so you went to a safe house. Another death in my family, life's intervention, break the play style. And I know we about to break the space style. Politician, you can't hang out.
No
government officials do anything to get their name out. It's no doubt, legacy
my
blackout sound. The sheriff, they can't stop.
Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So
to have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone, phone that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk for Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind. You're very important. And if I talk to you and you think of something else that you want to say, once I'm done, what you can do is always call back, or if you haven't hit that one key, you can always do that. But I'm getting to my first two phone callers, which would be 216-209, 216-225, and 216-703. And they're about like, I want to give a, did you have the nerve, shout out to call me while I'm on the radio to a brother that I call intern. That's not really a good thing to do when somebody's on the air, to call them, especially when you know that this show is coming on also. So I'm looking at a couple of more phone calls that are coming in on the line, and I want to at least make sure that I'm getting everybody in the right number that they're coming in, because I do think that it's kind of important that I do that to be fair to everybody. I'm going to let people know that I will be starting off with a 216-209, 216-225, 216-703, followed by another 216-703. So that's the way it looks so far. Before I get too far gone and before I take the first few phone calls, I've got to go from a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Number 10. Wow, re-debut from Black Odyssey. Number 9, Sheriff Kilroy. Wow, that Kevin Gates disc, Kevin Gay, more later. Number 8, another re-debut on top of the other two that you just heard, all re-debuts. Oppressed People's Nation, they had their Old School Cabaret, the Old School Cabaret last week. But this Thursday, 12 noon to 2 p.m., yes, a Thanksgiving meal, which will be held at 15453 Euclid. That's 15453 Euclid. The Oppressed People's Nation Community Center, which is in East Cleveland, 44112. Number 7, Rob Cartel, No More. Number 6, Dazog, will connect. Number 5, Native, with Creepin'. Number 4, Lady Hood Stars, they debuted their song. It premiered last week. Number 3, Black House Sounds, Give Back Free Concert. More on that later. Number 2, a big jump, Black Man's Army, King Mooter, HJS Music, Cleveland State University, Black Studies, Canned Food Drive. More on that later. Number 1, Cleveland State University had the biggest jump. They went hip-hop all weekend long. There'll be more on that later. And I'm looking at the fact that there's a 216-486 on the line now. So I guess what I should do to be very fair is to go with the first person who called in here, 216-209. That's 216-209. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, everything's great, man. I decided I was like I've been bringing a lot of artists and everything. I decided, we got a video coming pretty soon by a song called Keep Praying. So I was like, well, let me go ahead and send that in and sprinkle something positive, because we actually dedicate that track right there to Tamir Rice's mother, and let her know that the hood is still behind her and supporting her for every move that she decided to make with everything. And although we can't be there at some of the rallies, we also support her in music and in spirit. So our prayers is with her as well. And, this is not just for, for her also, but for anyone who lost a loved one just too early and understands what this means as well.
Man, that is greatly appreciated to start this off like that, man. So I want to say thank you very much.
Man, and I can't forget, I got to say shout out to Dejon Hargis, because he did come back to the best of the best, and he did his thing, man, and it was really, really great. I want to say a real special shout out to him. And for a lot of people who don't know, he had just got back maybe like a week prior to that from speaking to Michelle Obama and laying some poetry on Barack Obama, too. So that's a great thing, you know, for everyone around in this area as well.
That's beautiful. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, I want to say that I'm looking at Keep Praying right now. So we know we're going to get that on at some point this evening. So that is wonderful, because I saw the brother at both Best of the Best, and I was very impressed with him. So I'm very glad to hear that.
Oh, man.
How can people get in contact with Black Odyssey, and how can they check out the music that you all are doing?
Oh, man, you can catch us on YouTube. Just type in Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. We also have a SoundCloud spelled the same way, BLAQODESSY. That's for the music. You want to get in contact with me personally, you can hit me at John Allen on Facebook when you see profile picture, glasses, shirt, tie, and a hat. Looking very professional, that's me. You will also catch us at Black Odyssey on Twitter. That's all one word, at Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY.
Man, I appreciate that. And please, brother, hold a line. I think you'll like a lot of things that we get into today.
I sure will. I'm here with you, brother.
Oh, no problem, no problem. You know, I can appreciate the way we're starting off, because this is the way we're supposed to start off. We've got some nice things that will tie in just with what my brother just was talking about, Brother John Allen from Black Odyssey. And before I go to that 216-225, I want to let people know you can still use the same 646-478-0944 phone number on a Wednesday or Thursday with my man Emax in the Mindset. That's usually like 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. And then you can use the 646-478-0944. Fridays, Saturdays, usually it's dealing with hood tunes of some sort, 8 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101 with my man Emax the Image. And I do need to check out and let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com is at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Thursday. That's on a Thursday. So now, as I get a chance to move right along, I want to let people know and give them some sort of, since people say, is there anything to do, any plan on? Yeah, I think there is something to plan on. I want to let people know that also this week, please listen to my demo, Dance Party and Shoot Check-In, TV and Dance Party, hosted by award-winning Suave Gotti and DJ Jack the Ripper. Three demos will be played each 30 minutes. Two artists will perform. You can submit demos on Facebook to Please Listen to My Demo /Dance Party and Shoe Check In. And that will be this coming Saturday, November 28th at the Symposium Nightclub. That's like West 118th in Detroit. And as a matter of fact, I want to type in and tap into one thing. This kind of goes with a little bit of what the caller talked about earlier, as today Tamir Rice family delivered 200,000 more signatures to go with 30,000 already turned in, asking McGinty to recuse himself as they took them up to his office. Of course he wasn't in, but some of the people who were there, not all, but some of the people, was like Fred Ward of the Canemo Lighthouse, King Swisher of Oppressed People's Nation, JR and myself representing Black Man's Army, Hayes and Dr. Dorothy of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Mike Nelson from the NAACP, Revolution Books, Carl Stokes Brigade, Puncture the Silence, Cop Block, Don Bryant, Food Not Bob's. It was said today that next time we won't be that nice, as we backed up a family member such as LaTanya Goldsby. So now that I've gotten a chance to run my mouth for just a little bit, y'all didn't really tune in to hear me run my mouth, so therefore I have to go to 216-225. That's 216-225. How you doing out there? And I want to just say thank you for definitely tuning in and calling in as well. 216-225.
How you doing? Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Mr. Porter? DNA, how you feeling?
Man, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I'm glad you called, man. And the reason that I'm glad you called is because you helped me get a chance to do something, and that is just give a shout out that Black House Sounds to have such people like, I will say, Lee Farmer, Brooks, my man Joseph Motley, Endo Dubsack, yourself, Bama came through, Afinur. It was one of the nicest things. Carmen Classy, D. Scheiss, Curtis Hunt, hold on a second, my man Mr. Milligrand, Harold Starworth, who brought some refreshments, Sylvia, Hannah, Alima, Alexis, Candace, Antoine, Miss Nadja, Hurricane Bang, DJ Mac, DJ Dollar Rock, Bishop, Malcolm, Speak Up Poetry came across to take a look. Even Silver, B, in the mix. Tannis came through to shut it down. Miss Renee from the Black Studies Department. So, now I got that out the way. Go ahead, man.
How you doing? I just want to say I appreciate everybody for coming out, showing their support for Black House Sounds. You know, that was you know what I'm saying, that was just a taste, you know what I'm saying, what we be trying to do, you know what I'm saying. I personally feel good because that was probably the first time I performed so long that I knew I had to bring it, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So I appreciate it. But, you know, I mean, everything went good, you know what I'm saying. Everybody did jokes, everybody did their thing. I had to give you a shout-out to you, did your thing also. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, I like the fact how everybody brought something different to the plate, you know what I'm saying? But that's what
yes.
hip-hop is all about.
That's true.
You know, because hip-hop, that's what hip-hop is about, is expressing your mm-hmm. emotions, no matter how it comes across, you know?
Right. And you did that, man. You really did. You had told the people on this show a couple of weeks ago that you were going to bring something that nobody would expect. And I want to let everybody know out there, this brother actually did. I mean, if you don't believe it, you need to check him out. He'll probably tell you how to personally reach him, but you need to check out some of those, like Black House Sound Facebook page or Black House or BHS in parentheses, Black House Sound. You brought some different things to the table.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and also, you know, you can also reach us on SoundCloud, Black House Sound. There's songs like a lot of those songs that I performed that night is on SoundCloud. Songs that also that you have done with Joe Legacy and Endo Dubsack. Songs with Hurricane Bang is on there. You know,
okay.
There's a different variety of stuff on there, a variety of different kind of music from the most positive to the most radical, but that's what Black House Sound is, you know. So
yeah. Man, like I say, I appreciate you for calling in and for sticking with the show and definitely calling to give, like, a recap. And I'm telling people, even on the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, we got pictures of the group as well as other things that happened that night. So feel free to check us out.
Okay, yeah, okay, brother. And I just want to say, once again, I just want to say thank you for your support that you've always given us throughout the years. And, you know, hope, and there will be more to come. And I would love, of course, you know what I'm saying, of course, you're more than welcome, of course. You know, basically, you know how we do, you know what I'm saying? So, anybody out there, if you have the time, just check out the SoundCloud page, Blackout Sound. Hit me up at Alexander Chico Robinson on my Facebook page, or hit us up on the Black House page. It's a variety of Black House Sound pages, so I should say that. And,
that's true.
Yes. And so it's like you can hit us up on any of one of those. And, you know, we got two like pages, we got a group page, and I got my own personal one. I can't say the name on radio again.
I got you.
But other than that, that's all I want to say, though. I don't want to keep because I know it's other callers.
No problem. We appreciate that. And stay up, brother.
You too, my brother. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. As a matter of fact, he said it best. It was nice to start off tonight's program with Black House Sounds track that featured myself earlier on. And I wanted to also say that to the 216703, 216703, that's two of those 703s, plus the 216486, I'll get to you shortly. I do want to take the time to say that the following day, you know, people are probably going to feel like they're almost offended, but they don't have to be because, you know, people don't know. New Orleans, Louisiana, Sunday night, you know, Upper Ninth Ward, New Orleans, 300 people leaving a parade and going to do an impromptu video shoot. That means no permit. Music video shoot at Bunny Friend Park. No violence should happen at a park called Bunny Friend. It's like violence happening at Powdered Sugar Park. But anyway, two groups of fools, including one with a silver color machine gun, opened fire on each other in the midst of 300 people hitting 16. Now, so far, no fatalities had happened, but in the negatives, there's always a positive, a yin to the yang, a light in the dark. And I'm glad that Cleveland was able to provide that light because rappers were collecting food for families in need at a violence-free concert. You had a couple of those back-to-back. The first one, you just heard from Black House Sounds, but then the following day, you had King Mooter, Black Studies, HJS Music, Black Man's Army. We had a nice canned food drive, non-perishable food items, which featured people like Don Tez, Miss Renee. You had Al Porter, Sheriff Kilroy, doing his cut alongside DJ Dollar Rock called Circus Time, Mr. Milligram, Wally Washington, guitars. You had D. Scheiss, Andre Hunter, Melvin Burton, and like I say, HJS providing refreshments and all of that. Brother Ted, DJ Dollar Rock had an NWA street version mix on Broadway. George Benson was pumping up, Joe Cool, and all of that. And I just wanted to say it was an excellent time. That was a way to throw out there some of the things that we had done. It's always a blessing when you can see that your area is doing what it's supposed to do. It makes you feel so proud. And I also want to throw out there that I'm real thankful and excited looking at some of these phone calls coming up. So this is what I'm going to have to take the time to do right now so I don't get swamped. I'm going to my first. And remember, I said there are two different 216703s. So I'm going to the first 216703 phone number. 703, are you there?
Black House Sounds, your legacy. What's up, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. What about you?
Well, I just want to thank everyone that came out. I had a wonderful time. I want to thank the DJ. I want to thank you. Thank the Black Study Department at CSU. And just be proud that in Cleveland right now, it's a lot of promoters trying to promote positive shows and also trying to help people stay busy so they don't be out here reckless. So I really appreciate what a lot of y'all promoters out there doing. And also on top of that, I'm just very happy of the turnout. People showed up. And I'm just happy. I just wanted to call and support the show. Show Legacy, Black House Sound. A lot of stuff is coming. A lot of music will be coming. But just have to change it up a little bit. That's all I wanted to say. Show Legacy.
We appreciate you, and thank you very much. It feels good. And I'm looking at the other numbers, and this is what we'll end up doing right now. I think we'll do, like, a double play. And the reason why I'm saying that is not a double play of music yet. I'm just saying we'll do a double play of phone numbers. So since I did say when we hit 1216703, I'm going to another 216703. How are you doing out there?
What's up?
Oh, I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm doing better, a whole lot better. This is Dejon Hargis, National Student Poet. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well. And I want to say, first of all, I admire you as an artist because you went first twice without hesitation. You were able to get up there, kick freestyles, and do other things, but you showed your talent because a lot of people don't realize that hip-hop is poetry. So when you stop the hip-hop part and went back to do the poetry part, and people looked like, huh? They didn't realize they were seeing hip-hop in poetical form from you. So I'm glad to hear from you.
What's up? What's up? Before we start talking, I just want to shout out Black Odyssey and John. I heard him earlier when he gave him a little shout out. I appreciate it and everything. And, like you said, I did have a great time. It was very fun. It's my second time rocking that place. I just do it for fun, for real.
I could tell, man. I could tell. How long have you been doing your craft?
Like 5 years, almost 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a very long time.
All right. And what started you out?
But my godmother had passed when I was in like fourth, maybe fifth grade, and that's when I took my first writing class. So I started using it to express myself and grew a strong passion for it. Now here I am.
I got you. And I have to ask you now, what led you to be able to take your talent, skill, and represent our area in such a powerful light all the way to the White House?
I would probably say having a great mentor for support. I don't know if you know him, but Daniel Gray Contar. Rep
Life.
Wow. That's my mentor. He's been extremely supportive with me and my department down at Cleveland School of the Arts. I'm a creative writer. That's my junior year, but he's been extremely supportive and very helpful when guiding us through certain things. So that's where I got my performance aspect from. And then the writing came from just knowledge and skills that he taught us, so.
I hear you. And now that we're getting into some of those things right now, I'm going to ask you, man. I already know he's a deep brother, so it explains a whole lot. But some of your subject matter has been some of the deepest that I have heard in a long time. And if you can explain, a little bit about that.
I guess what it basically is the process of deep thought. Like, that's all I really do. Like, I take very broad topics, like I was talking earlier, the Tamir Rice murder, or I don't know if many people talk about it, but Tanisha Anderson. I actually knew both of them. Like, Tanisha Anderson is my sister, my mother, and then Tamir Rice, I used to hoop with him down at Cadell a whole lot. So, like, we was pretty cool. But, I took those subject matters and I actually dig deeper into them. Actually knew the people.
Yes.
Talked to people, did my research. And that's all it really is. It's just the process of deep thought. So that's how I get my subject matter. And my wordplay comes from the skills like metaphor and assimile and I just weave it together. That's all it really is.
Man, with that being said, brother, I heard what you had said. It was just so deep and moving about Tanisha Anderson. And it brought things so vividly back that there are things that nobody should ever forget. And I feel like by you speaking on it, you're able to reach a younger crowd that might overlook certain things. So
definitely.
I have to say thank you for what you do. And if there is something that you would like to say, spit, what have you, I'm giving you the time to do so. And then let everybody out there worldwide know if there's a way they can follow you and your movement.
Oh, definitely. I guess I want to thank everybody down in my department, down at Cleveland School of the Arts, and I mean everyone from the freshmen all the way up to the seniors. Y'all all are, like, the best. Then I want to thank the President's Committee on the Arts and the Humanities, Institute for Museum and Library Services, and the Alliance for Young Artists and Writers. I definitely want to thank them all for helping me and sending me on this year-long journey as a National Student Poet Ambassador. I definitely want to thank my family for supporting me through all this. And, be looking for my album. Me and a student from my school coming out with a joint album called The Price of Freedom. It's going to be incredible. We doing it all ourselves, the beats and everything. It's going to be fire.
Wow. I know it is.
I'm very busy. And then you can follow me on Instagram at @imdifferent_220. That's IMDISSERENT _220. Add me on Facebook and Twitter at Dejon Harges. And just support me, man. That's all I need from my city. I will make y'all proud. I promise y'all that.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. As a matter of fact, man, I'm looking forward to hearing more from you. And I respect and appreciate everything you do.
No problem at all.
All right. Thank you for calling in. And if you could definitely hold a line, I'll appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me call in. I appreciate it.
No problem, brother. As a matter of fact, you know, like I said, to hear that, brother, before we get to a couple of other phone calls, it's very, very powerful voice. And to see him come in, you know, some of these older cats who are 15, 20 years older than him who are crying about, I need this, I can't go on yet, I can't do that. And to see him just come up to a microphone and set such a high standard that other people coming afterwards had to look at, I'm amazed and thankful to at least see somebody like that. And I want to let people know what's coming up soon, because people can become a part of what's happening on December 5th. And if you're asking what's happening on December 5th, wow, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. And it will be held at 1899 Euclid Avenue. That's 1899 Euclid Avenue, East 22nd Street, the main classroom building, large room 136. It will start off at around, I will say, 1:45 p.m. That day will end up going to around 7:15. It has the ICRM, Inner City Republican Movement, Best Hip Hop Rap Contest about the Six Republican Principles, which consists of free market economy, strong family and American values, educational excellence, faith, community, diversity, effective government, protection for voters. Anybody want to know anything else about it can call after 10 p.m. to 216-804-7462. Cash prizes. No, you don't have to pay to enter that one. And also at that same day, same event, Mike Berry will show the movie trailer, Banger, before the world premiere. Beat Effect, Corkscrew, Donna Walker Brown will be special speakers. The Black Man's Army Award ceremony will be held there, as well as toy and clothes giveaways. And also, if anybody wants to get in contact with Black on Black Crime Incorporated, you can go to blackonblackcleveland.com. And you can also check out On Black Crime meetings. The Black Man Army meetings are held on Wednesdays at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road intersection, at the Resource Center. And there are Black on Black Crime meetings happening at 7:30 p.m. There's always a food giveaway the last Thursday of the month at 10 a.m. But this particular month, you know, Thanksgiving, it was held last Thursday. So with that being said, I'm looking at all these phone calls. I'm going to 216-486. That's 216-486. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter.
That is good.
I'm calling because I want to thank you and the Inner City Republicans before the award that I was given weeks ago. And the past Monday, we did have another meeting, reauthorization, with Ms. Donna Walker Brown. And out of that came, I was telling her about a poem I had written, and Dr. King used it at the rallies in Montgomery. And I recited that poem. And in the future, what I'll do when a slow night or whatever, then I'll recite that poem. But what is happening is this. Whenever they have a special dinner for Dr. King honoring him, I have been asked to perform that poem in Alabama because I'm from there. And as you heard me say, I am away from there. So anyway, thank you, sir. Keep up the good work, and I'm happy to hear all the callers and that they are doing something because that's what it's all about. There's no such thing as failure as long as you keep trying. So you keep up the good work, sir. And have a wonderful evening.
You do the same. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, it's looking like it's going to be one of those beautiful evenings like it's supposed to be. I'm very thankful for the people who are calling in. I really am. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, as I look down here on the list, I just want to say thank you in advance to everybody who has called in, taking the time to call in. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to get to as many phone callers as I can because that's what you're supposed to do here. Like I say, I have a lot of people on the line, and it just lets me know one of the reasons why I do this program is to hear from other people because if I wanted to, I could hear myself talk all day and all night. I do want to get just one or two things out of the way because when you're a part of something, then you can articulate it quite well. And I just want to let people know that the justice for Tamir Rice. Now, Ohio is an open carry state. So if you see you carrying a gun in the open, they shouldn't just blast you. Like they rolled up on a 12-year-old. 2 seconds, bow, bow. And his toy BB gun wasn't in his hand. But it was 0.07 seconds after the car door opened. You got to remember, bow, bow, and just 0.07 seconds. So it wasn't no three warnings like the cops claimed. Now, he wasn't running to the rec center to hurt those children. He was just playing. Now, that's why the community was at several events to show love, respect, and solidarity with the family, including a youth-aimed program called the Butterfly Effect. Martin Luther King Library is where Don Bryant held a forum inviting the family in. The family held a town hall meeting and had mothers who lost their loved ones to police violence. Prayer vigil at Cadell, where the shooting occurred. A church even held a prayer service in his name. And today, basically speaking, as you heard earlier, we shut down the streets from City Hall. Now, our thing is that the Justice Center was given their, you know, they were given their petitions. Now, Ohio State University sent students down. There was a refocus on Tamir as it was the one-year anniversary of his death, and his mom said that it's still painful to think about because two children left out, but one came in. And Sam Rice, his mother, praised that McGinty's doing a thorough investigation and that there's a second videotape that she, as well as the rest of the world, they're waiting for it to be released so people can see what she saw. Now, the side note is how come the public is given expert, reasonable testimony on how the shooting is justified, that Tim McGinty holds on to things which could put police in a bad light. Now, June 11, 2015, let's bring it up to date a little bit. Cleveland Municipal Court Judge Ronald B. Adrian gave an opinion after watching the tape that there wasn't probable cause to charge Officer Garnback, the driver, with murder, but could be charged with negligent homicide and dereliction of duty, while Officer Lohman could be charged with murder, involuntary manslaughter, reckless and negligent homicide, and dereliction of duty. But McGinty never followed up, and clergy, civil rights leaders, and activists used their right to go straight to a judge for his opinion or what could have been her opinion. But Tamir's mom doesn't feel our prosecutor is given the full truth, which is what she'll tell the grand jury next month, and that her life will never be normal. Now, she's still fighting for justice for all children. Now, at the Fulton Clark Library, new NAACP president, Mike Nelson, said the former NAACP heads looked out for the mayor and city hall, and he's getting a brand new cabinet together. Mike Nelson and the NAACP that will stand against the mayor if need be, and that the NAACP needs to get permission, though, from higher office officials in order to march. But on his march, they have provided local free legal attorneys who were in court to at least protect protesters who were going to court. Now, one of the most egregious acts, attorney Michael Nelson, was that, and he called City Hall out for forming the violence interrupters. See, the violence interrupters, he said, their job was to follow and monitor other activists during protests and report it back to downtown rather than work alongside activists, which I wonder how many of those interrupters who were mad at myself or Art McCoy for anything that we might have said out of context or frustration, I wonder how they basically are feeling towards the thoughts from Michael Nelson of the NAACP. Tamir Rice's cousin, LaTanya Goldsby, said there's been no accountability or reconciliation. And myself, man of the streets, made a comment which caused News Channel 5 to have me clarify after it was over. And I had already talked to Angela Woodson, Mariah Crenshaw, as well as Donna Walker Brown, and I suggested at the meeting that since Mike Nelson was on the NAACP seat, why can't we vet a candidate to run against McGuinty, Democrat or Republican, somebody who won't be scared to get the 3,200 signatures that are needed by December 17th to get this fool out of office or be ready to recall McGuinty once he's reelected. And Tamir's mom did say she agrees with me and feels it can be done. Attorney Nelson said he'll call after the holiday. And I just want to say I thank Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., First Lady's Dynasty, the Black Empowerment Financial Movement, Carl Stokes Brigade, and others for being there as well. So I just wanted to call some names to let people know this is definitely a group effort. It is not a me effort when it comes to trying to take care of important things in the community. And as I look down my list, I'm going to get to as many phone calls as I can. Why? Because I don't have another good choice. I have to do that because when people call in, you want to make sure that you get to everybody that you're supposed to. So I'm looking at a long distance number. Find very interesting. I'm very thankful for that. 415-847. 415-847. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Who are you and how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. My name is Allison Weir, and I'm here in Cleveland on a speaking tour, on a book tour, for a book I've just written about Israel-Palestine, telling people about what's happening to Palestinians and how many Palestinian children, sadly, are also being killed every month, sometimes every week.
Okay. So, now, even though I'm going through fast talk, is your book called Against Our Better Judgment?
Yes, it is. That's correct.
The hidden history of how the U.S. was used to create Israel. And I'm going to just get into at least maybe two paragraphs, it surprised me that personally, that soon after World War II, U.S. statesman Dean Acheson warned that creating Israel on land already inhabited by Palestinians would imperil both Americans and all Western interests in the region. But despite warnings such as this one, President Truman, who was still held in high regard, supported establishing a Jewish state on land primarily inhabited by Muslims and Christians. And few Americans today are aware that U.S. support enabled the creation of modern Israel. Even fewer know that U.S. politicians pushed this policy over the forceful objections of top diplomatic and military experts. Can you explain how in the world that happened?
It's just, truthfully, it's an extraordinary story. It's one that very few of us knew about, that there has been a political movement in the United States that was very eager to create a Jewish state in Palestine. This is actually began in the late 1800s. and was, it's called Political Zionism. The members of that movement wanted to create a Jewish state. They actually considered other parts of the world. At one point, they considered Argentina. They came very close to creating, working to create a Jewish state in Uganda. If that had happened, this would be called the Uganda-Israeli conflict. But they settled very quickly on Palestine as the place they would create it. Even though when they began this movement in the late 1800s, Palestine was populated by a population that was 80% Muslim, 15% Christian, and a little under 5% Jewish. So creating a Jewish state there meant that the plan was to dispossess 95% of those inhabitants. That's what we've seen going on ever since that time. Most people around the world opposed it, including most Jews were opposed to Zionism because they considered it against God's will. It was considered very heretical. The theology was that God had dispersed the Jewish population, the ancient Israelites, because they had broken some commandments and were dispersed, and they were not to go back to a secular, violent political movement. But the movement was, you know, after a while got quite a bit of money from some very powerful individuals and others. They pushed this through. They very quickly had about 20,000 Zionists in the United States by 1910. So that by 1910, it was already one of those political movements, a special interest that politicians were paying attention to. This continued over the decade, eventually became so powerful that even though there were many Jewish anti-Zionists, there were many Christian anti-Zionists, two of the most celebrated pastors were opposing Zionism for religious and moral reasons. The State Department and others were opposing it because it would be harmful to U.S. interests and would hurt Americans and would create massive bloodshed in the Middle East, as we're seeing today and have seen quite often. So my book tells some of this.
I'm looking at all of the different references and all of that. If, because this book is easy to read, inexpensive and all of that, how can people at least learn more and purchase this book?
Well, it's available on Amazon. As you say, it's under $10. I specifically wanted to make it very clear and very short, but it's fully cited. It has over half the book are footnotes, so people, I assume, want factual information. We just want to know what actually went on. So in my book, I show where all of my facts come from so people can evaluate the information. They'll see it there from very mainstream, very reliable factual sources. So it's available on Amazon for a little bit under $10. Fortunately, just through word of mouth, already 20,000 books have been sold. Even though this is the book that many people don't want you to read, they don't want us to know these facts, but I hope that people will learn them. I think it's George Orwell once wrote that he who controls the present controls the past, and he who controls the past controls the future. We really do need to know this past, and most of us don't know it.
You did not lie. Again, give us the name, your name, and I'm looking at this name of the book is Against Our Better Judgment, and your name again is?
My name is Allison Weir, W-E-I-R. And the first name is Allison with one L.
Okay, I'm looking at it, A-L-I-S-O-N. With W-E-I-R, Against Our Better Judgment. It's the hidden story of how the U.S. was used to create Israel. And there's so many facts in here. I just want to say I thank you so much for putting this book out. And do not be surprised if I don't contact you within the next few weeks and ask you to call in and give a couple of other insights on how things from there are still definitely doing things and manifesting in today's world and economy.
I'd love to do that, and thank you so much for letting me have this chance to be on your show.
You're more than welcome. I appreciate you. And if you hold on, I'm sure you'll hear a couple of things that you definitely will like.
That sounds great.
No problem. As a matter of fact, as I head down the line, I'm looking at, 216-820 and another long distance, area code 702-609. But, wow. You know, when you have Ambassador Andrew Kilgore say prodigiously documented, Allison Weir must be highly commended for throwing such a brilliantly hard light on a relationship between the United States and Israel, I hope this marvelous book gets all the attention it deserves. All I can say is one thing, and that is I have great regard for the people who call into this show and those who listen. And I hope we all take in and learn some things from each other. As a matter of fact, I let people know that that's right. She got a chance to call in briefly to the Art McCoy radio show, which was on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1490 a.m. www.newstalkcleveland.com. Other programs are such as you can Facebook or blog talk D Gambit Radio, or I'm a Superwoman Radio, or Bored and Restless, Miss Contagious. Let them know that you heard it here at 216-820. You've been waiting for a while. 216-820. How you doing out there? 216-820. Yes, go ahead.
All right. What's going on there, Mr. Porter? This is me, Endo Dub from Black House Sound. Stop in and show us some love to let everybody know that if those of you who missed it past Friday at Cleveland State, Black House Sound actually did a thing, not just Black House Sounds. My man Sheriff Kilroy did his thing. My man the homie Sue did his thing.
Yeah.
DNA, Hurricane Bang, and the founder, Joe Legacy. I am proud of each and every last one of those performers who went out there and did their thing. I'm telling you, it was a monumental show, and I wish there could be more, and I look forward to doing more shows with those artists in the future.
Oh, trust me, I could see that happening, not only all over the place, but back in the college, for the simple fact that a lot of the college students that passed by in the hall, they had to stop and nod their head, so that was a good thing.
And that was so lovely, you know what I mean? And I just hope that, you know what I'm saying, that we can continue to continue more of our valiant effort and a hard work and dedication for what we put into it to let the world know that, hey, when it comes to the rap game, is not a game, you know what I mean? This is the real thing, you know what I mean? So like I say, so to everyone who showed up and performed, I thank you a lot for that. And to the audiences who was also there, you know, to some that I knew and some that I didn't know, I love each and every one of you, and I appreciate y'all presence at that show. And I just hope that we can continue to make that good music that's going to make you groove and make you dance and nod your head to it.
Oh, I know we will. And I want to say thank you again for that acknowledgement, man. That's just greatly appreciated.
Thank you very much, Mr. Porter. Yes, indeed. You know what I'm saying? My man in the streets. And don't forget to check him out this Thursday for the Hip Hop Workshop Radio. To all my listeners out there,
I appreciate that. And may you definitely stay up and keep going.
Yes, sir. Much love. Peace.
Peace. And you know, I want to do one thing before I go to the long distance phone call of the 702-609. I just want to calm down my blood pressure and say, did you have a nerve, Rico, to call me while I'm doing a live radio program? Man, at least you got your infamous shout-out. So I know you won't be too mad at me when I let you know you got your infamous shout-out. Anyway, now, when you have somebody call, and I shouldn't leave them on the line for too long when they're like, I'm looking at that 702-6. 702-609. How you doing out there?
Hey, Brother Sheriff. How's it going, man?
How you doing? I'm doing great.
Cool.
What about you?
Oh, I'm doing all right now. I was just actually listening in to you, brother, and I just want to, you know, try to get as much info as I can, because these Monday nights are pretty busy for me, man. In fact, I'm on my way back to the job after my half-hour lunch hour, so I just go ahead and call to listen in and say hello to you, bro.
Hey, I appreciate you for doing that, and may you stay. A man called Hawk, real man called Hawk, we look forward to being able to politic and continue to work together, brother.
Yes, sir. That list is building pretty good, man. I'm actually having difficulty trying to load all the names on, but just like everything else in life, brother, it's a work in progress. But I will say this much: out of that particular list, I do have several that are hip to the game and ready to put their name on that line, man. They're ready to step and pull rank. You understand what I'm saying?
I got what you're saying, and we're going to do that for real.
All right, bet.
Thank you so much.
You have a good night, then.
You too. Peace.
Peace.
You know something. That is one of the realest ones out there, along with all of our phone callers. I really do appreciate you all very much. You know, I look and see everybody who got a chance to call in, and I'm very thankful because, like I say, if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be doing what we have been allowed to do for so long, and that is to get certain things out there, to get certain messages out there. I'm going to look here at this. This is an interesting one, the 216-860. What's happening?
What's up, Porter? What's good, Al?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
Oh man, I see you going good on the phone line. You're going crazy, man. It's going.
See, you know.
Yeah, I see.
That's
a lot.
Why I had to reach out.
I was listening in, man. It was real good, man. But you know me, I'm making fast and brief, man. Shout out to Black Hawk Sound, man. I heard about the event, man. You feel me? Sorry, couldn't make it. You know what I'm saying? I heard about all the good artists. You feel me? Everything that went on. Shout out to everybody else on the radio show, man.
I
hear
you.
Shout out to the whole situation, man. You feel me? I will be at the Hip Hop Workshop. You know what I'm saying? I do got the mixtape dropping. I do got a lot of things going on.
Congratulations on your major role at the Anatomy, man. Much respect. So I look forward to chopping up with you, with you, Brother Eastside. And that's my brother right there. I appreciate him. You know, in a couple of minutes that I have left, you know that song that was dedicated to Tamir Rice and others who feel are going through some of the same pain from Black Odyssey? That's what we can leave out on. But I just want to leave people with one thing. I want to give a shout-out to Edge Hill Community Church. Definitely there every Sunday, 12 noon to like 1:30, and then a break, 2555 Euclid Heights Boulevard, Euclid Heights Boulevard, St. Albans, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44106, www.edgehillcc.org. And, of course, the church meal that was done, Brooks, Pastor Dave. And, you know, for me, Thanksgiving goes beyond. Of course, I would not be able to do anything with Thanksgiving. Well, if you have white settlers who kill Native Americans, you have to think about it because it's the truth. But let's go back past that. Not man's Thanksgiving, but Allah, Yahweh, God, scriptures all say, be thankful for his love and mercy, the breath of life, the way you can do things to change your situation and be able to be a beacon of life, a beacon of light, to lead somebody to life. Artists that have called in and are working with other people, getting other people out there exposed and working together, that's a beautiful thing. So with that being said, peace.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. what? Keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find way to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city. Plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
Have a safe holiday. Peace.